The Alochem Shulchan Aruch is Mizayin B'cheshvin. We have to say V'sein Talumoto. Zayin b'cheshvin in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is shoyalim al hakshomi in Baruch Oleinu. Why Zayin b'cheshvin? Gemara says that it's 15 days that the oile regolim, that they go back from Aliyah l'Regel, that they will not be stuck in the rain. So we wait till the Be'etzem in Eretz Yisrael, you could have asked for the rain miyad Nochs Tfilas Gesher, but Valdo Ile Regolim takes them time till they come back, so we don't ask for the rain. It's brought down Ali Chashleimoy. So they asked him Shulazaman when he was young. So why in the summer, in the winter, we don't stop 15 days before Pesach, and the Ile Regolim that we're coming up to Yerushalayim will not get wet? If we choishes that the Ile Regolim will not get wet, why in the beginning of the winter we don't ask for the rain? Only in the end of the winter, in the end of the winter, there's Elbezach. So you could have said, no, that's not a time of Kshomim yet. The Alochi will see Bab Nafkiminis in Tilel Adovid, this man Kshomim, the Moshe Tilel Adovid says, if someone said the same Talamoto yesterday, he's not Chayzo. Because Betam is man Kshomim. So because Eli Regolim, so now the Chashleim is bothered, Rav Shemazaman answered when he was young, I don't know it. I think I heard it myself from him once. I saw it today there. It's not so close. It means it's a vitz or it's a eves pshat. He says that in the winter, when they came to Aliyah L'Regel, they came with the coats. So if it rains, nothing will happen. But in Sukkot, they came with the summer clothes. So on the way back, you know, I don't, it's printed, so that's basic. I remember I heard it. I was never sure if it was real. I don't remember. You know. In Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is, you start from Samach Yoim Achar Tkufas Tishrei. That's the halacha. Samach Yoim Achar Tkufas Tishrei, you start to ask for Kshomi. Bederech Klal, it's in the 4th of December or the 5th of December. It's not really February, it's 29 days or 30 days. Bederech Klal comes in the 4th. Now, the first Shaila is Be'etzem, comes, of Ben Chutz La'aretz, and Eretz Yisrael. So I want you know, Kenu to be mevar de aloche kmoi shehi klo. That will say the Heideke Poiskim. Does this klo, the marshal, an American guy that lives in Eretz Yisrael for 2 years? American guy, he keeps 2 days yontif. He says the Saint Alomoto in Zayin Cheshvan on the 4th of December. For sure, he says in Zayin Cheshvan. There's no tzad that an American guy, even if he keeps 2 days yontif, that he will say the Saint Alamoto only on the 4th of December. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, even if he's American or English, doesn't make a difference, he has to say the Saint Alamoto and Zayin Cheshvan. I've then just given a shayla, and I want to explain to you why. The shayla from Yontif Shemi is minhag of Yisrael b'yadayim. Be'etzem we're in Eretz Yisrael, we know that there's no sfeik in the yomer. So no, it's 1 day yontif. There's no reason to keep 2 days yontif. Why we keep 2 days yontif? Chutz La'aretz we don't have a suffix. Minhag of Yisrael b'yadayim. Now, as Alocha, ha'oilech mimokim lemokim, noisim alof choym rimokim sheyotzo misham, choym rimokim shebo lesham. This is the reason you keep 2 days yontif. Here's the shayla, you need rain. So if you know it's Yisrael, you need rain. So what if you Chutz La'aretz? And the same thing, Eretz Yisrael, they could have went 2 years to Chutz La'aretz. For sure, he says, like Chutz La'aretz in the 4th of December. What is the Shaila? The Shaila is people, not Americans, that are visiting in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days Yontif. Not as many as they keep in the chutzah as they keep one day on the melacha. But in Iker Hadin they keep one day. Here, a person, I said again, if he moved to Eretz Yisrael for a year or two, even if he will keep 2 days Yontif, he for sure has to say B'Sein Talamot on B'Zayin Chesh. The Shaila is, a yeshiva bocher that came to live in, to learn Hamazon in the Nir, and he's learning here till Pesach. To say B'Sein Talamot tonight, or not to say B'Sein Talamot tonight. That's the Shaila. What is the Tzdodeh Shaila? So I want to see inside the Tzdodeh HaShaila, then I'll tell you what happened in the place. And the Mishnah, we have to understand, Vais Tois Amol, it never happened. Never happened. People transferred, was not Solem Aisadik. So interesting that when you see the Halachas inside, Shulchan Aruch starts. When you start to say V'Sein Talamoto, I know every else is all to get bothered to read the Shulchan Aruch. When you start V'Sein Talamoto, on the 4th of December. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you start in Zayin Cheshvan, yeah? We know all about Alts is Eretz Yisrael, Chayim Sheba Goylo. But Shechon, but the Terez, the Shechon Oroch was in Chutz Lohot, even Miss Yosef, Mola Yisrael. But, Mazkirim, Achar Samach, U Be'eretz Yisrael, Matchil in Rishon Milay El Zayin. Kum de Mishne Pura. Ben Eretz Yisrael, B'chutz Lohot, Oy Lehefech. Im Daite B'toich Shono Lachzoir, if he's planning to go back in the middle of the year, shoyel kime koimoy. Im daitoy achar shono, shoyel kemo kim shu shom. Ve'aval pish yesh lo isha bebonim bebeisoy. Kein kosar aprichodo shivyu aprimegodim. Tahayu, feed his words, ben Eretz Yisrael, if you're planning to go back this year, 4th of December. If you're planning to stay, zayin cheshm. Ubesefer birke yesef hiskim b'shem kam agdoilim, לדעס מהרז, מהרים מלכיוי, תכל אחד אישון כבני העיר הנמצא, ודלוי כאפרי חודש. וצורך לעין בתשובס דבר שמואל בספר ידעות. כדאי את סיקוק אינדורטן, זה משתבור עושה את זה. עבוד המשתבור. אז כדאי אתם עם העין, זה בספור, אני עושה את זה. עד כך. כאילו מסתם אז נעמגיע את הנורון, זה לא יכול, משמואלים לא עושה, זה זה. You have to say Lefi, if you plan to go back this year, say in the 4th of December. But Kiyosu says to say now, look at a couple of swallows, do you say this? Told this day in so, Bashkofer Rishoyno, it's a machlekes. When I say, Rav Scheinberg, all of the years Paskin, Rav Scheinberg Paskin, so it's a machlekes. What do you do as a machlekes? What do you do? If you don't say, maybe you didn't daven like you have to. You know, if you forget the Sentinel of you have to daven again. If you say, maybe you don't have to say. So what to do? So the Eitzer of Scheinberg gave everyone was, I think he was from the first yeshivas that had Chutz Lohot de Kibachim. So Rav Scheinberg, don't say it in Baruch Oleinu. Say in Shmak Oleinu, before Kiyato, say, V'Sein Talamoto Livrocha. He said to Ad Libnei Eretz Yisrael. But, V'Sein Talamoto Livrocha. B'meile, if you don't have to say it, in Shmak Aleinu, you daven for rain. It's not a Mishan Mimatbea. You're not to daven in Shmak Aleinu for food, for money, for everything. You daven for water. In Baruch Aleinu, you're Mishan Mimatbea. So if you don't have to, nothing happened. And if you have to, the halacha is, we'll see soon, if someone forgot in Baruch Aleinu, but the Eved, he could say it before Kiyat HaShemeh. This was the psak of Rav Scheinberg. Because it's a machlekes. Because it's a machlekes. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that the yeshiva bochim that come and plan to stay for the whole zman, and not only for the whole zman, even if they plan to stay here till after the 4th of December, this is called the shon of the Mishnah Berurah. Nine. If the Bochur is going to plan to go back in 2 weeks, this is the machlekes what he has to do. So then do the Eitzah from Rav Scheinberg. But if he's planning to stay till the 4th of December, then Zagreb Shem Zaman Arabach, this is considered he's going back next year. This is Le'achar Hashanah. And then Le'kula Alma he has to say V'Sein Talamoto and Baruch Oleinu. So, If someone is going to go back before the 4th of December, the kula elements and machlekes to shittes and mishnebuah what to do, and the eight says to say it in Shema Kaleinu before Kiyato. If he's planning to go back after the 4th of December, Avshaimber says, B'tach Shana. If he's planning to stay for a couple of years, say that. If he's planning to go back before the 4th of December, Avshaimber says, say it in Shema Kaleinu. Zogim Shema Zaman, no. Here, Lekula Alma, you say it in Baruch Olay. Ha'achosh in Iskablo be'bemidroshe, Zogim Shema Zaman, Rebbe Yashiv Zachro. I know that it's very not mashma de Mishnebuah. But if you see the Mekoyres, Mishbu himself says, if you see the Mekoyres, there it's mashma that the Shana doesn't mean a Shana. I know you'll ask, they ask against Mishbu Zalman and the Bismarck from Hashem, so let the Mishbu get right. I said, it was not something again, it's Mishbu advice to us. So they didn't go into the party. So a lot of Bochrim, it's a couple of Bochrim, you know, they come, everyone asks what to do. So one Bochrim told me, his father told him when he was in Eretz Yisrael, this was the Psak, the Sein Shema Kaleinu. Asked him, call your father, ask him what yeshiva he learned. Came back after 5 minutes, Torah Oil. That's what I'm saying. So everyone had learned in Torah Oil, Taka got such a psak. Torah Oil, Shai Mari Paskin Azei. And I said, Siddur Azei Astor. So, Lomazen, the Vail, we will name Tzachon, like the Achroev, Rabbi Seinu, Shem Zaman V'siyatoi, that the yeshiva Baruch that is planning to go back after the 4th of December, says V'sein Talamotor and Baruch Oleinu. The first nafkimin al aloch lemaise. What would be if you forget the Saint Talumoto? If you're of Shaimba, you don't daven again. Suffolk brochas lochim. If you're of Shnuzaman, you daven Shmonesra again. And kacha aloch, you daven again if you're of Shnuzaman Erbach. If you forget the Saint Talumoto and Baruch Aleinu, soon we'll go to the protim of the aloch, you have to daven again Shmonesra. Svaldim, some of them have a little bit more fakula there. What? From the guy from the Maizid, the Acho is Ken Ani Moira Ke Moira Ve Rabbi, that the Halacha is that you have to daven Shmonesra again. Wait. The Shaila is what would be if a bocher? I tell you, maybe I don't remember myself. I think maybe 30 bochers today spoke to me. Not that the shaila what to say. This we work. I hear the shaila, but they're planning like this. I'll say the emotion of the last bocher that asked me the shaila. He has a wedding. Not the last one. The last one I tell you is very interesting. The shaila. I pass him near a loop sack today. The one he's a week in a week he's going for a chasna of his brother. But he's coming back in a week and a half. So he's planning to be here the whole Zman. Till Ruch Chodesh Nisan, that's when the bad Bach will leave you for poor. I'm saying, till the end of the Zman, he's planning to be here. Abel, he's going out for a week, Voskim Matani has a wedding. He wants to know what he has to do. Now look as if we're going back before the 4th of December, but he's not. He's planning to go back and planning to come back. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos paskin to me that what he has to do is to say in Baruch Aleinu when he's here. When he goes to the States, to say Shema Aleinu. When he comes back, to go back to say Baruch Aleinu. Now he starts Kibbeinu Eretz Yisrael. Now, was another shayla. This was the last shayla that I got today. As the bocher has a flight tonight, 12 o'clock by night. It's a flight 12 o'clock tonight. He wants to know in Ma'ariv tonight to say Baruch Aleinu and Shema Aleinu. Here, my feeling was to tell him to say Shema Kaleinu. I don't know how to be magdered, but a whole day. I could not, 9 o'clock already. Yeah, he has to go to the airport. I said, not in Boch, Alein and Shema Kodesh. First, Sid Rav Scheinberg. You know, the Zog. And the whole Chiddush of the Shmir Shabbos, when I understand from the Shmir Shabbos, when I was doing the Inyan, he said, he starts with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Then he's going. And then he's coming back. He's going. He's not Bnei Eretz Yisrael in Zayin Cheshvan. He's punk here for 2 minutes. We had a shayla last year, we couldn't machriya. It was a bocher that left Eretz Yisrael on the night of the 3rd of December and arrived in America on the 4th of December. So if he leaves after the 4th of December, he could say Baruch Aleinu. He leaves before the 4th, but he arrives on the 4th. If he could say Baruch Aleinu or say Shema Aleinu. This was a big vikoch in all the places about to tell him the Maisa to do. Because Maisa is getting to America, the tkufa that already setting America. What happens? Daval to chutz la'oretz dike that is planning to go back. Not a yeshiva bocher, a balabos. Father of a bocher came for a week. Eretz Yisrael. All you will have the shaylas. A father or a cousin comes. So what do you tell him to do? When he's here, he says in Shema Kolei. He goes back. It's nothing. That he came for a week to visit. Every chutz la'oretz dike person is here for a visit. Or a yeshiva bocher that is going to get married, l'mashal. There's a lot of bochim, they're going to get married in the bochim. So they're leaving in 3 weeks. They have to be back in a month for the chasna, and they're leaving in 3 weeks. So before the 4th of December. All of these people are saying, Shema Kaleinu. Now, he's a chiv, he wants to go to the Amud, what to do? So, the halacha is, that he, Iker Adin, we pass in the Maise, most poskim hold that Levada, he could, Lekatchila, even be a Shatz, and he could say it in Baruch Aleinu, and the Chazor is a Shatz. In the Lachash, he doesn't say in Baruch Aleinu, he says in Shema Aleinu, or in Hoich Tfile, he says it in Baruch Aleinu. Some say if he doesn't have to, not to be a Shatz. So if he's a Chiyu Vazach, I want to go over to the Av. What happens, Fakir? Ben Eretz Yisrael, that is in Chutz La'aretz. And he's planning to come back. So if he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he flew for 3 days for a wedding, he stays, he carries on to say in Baruch Olim. Dainu, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and next week he's going to Chutz La'aretz. To carry on in Baruch Aleinu, if he's planning to come back before the 4th of December. What would be if he didn't start? Nahainu. This might have happened 4 years ago. Avshteman went at the beginning of the winter to Chutz La'aretz, if you remember the visit. So he came there 3 days before Zayin Cheshvan. So it was a shayla, Zayin Cheshvan by night, what to do? So the psak was, this is what Shteyman told his oilam, to say in Shema Kuleinu, we say in Talumoto, or Bnei Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Meikar Adin, even if you do like Rav Scheinberg, you don't have to say in Bnei Eretz Yisrael, because you're here. In Chutz La'aretz, you say, we say in Talumoto, or Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So here the Lomdim had a very interesting shayla. This year I found that Ali Chashleim had a shayla. I thought all about it's only the Lomdim. From when Rav Shteyman, this is the Lomdim Rav Shteyman had a shayla. From when to say Vesenta Lomoto in America? Maybe in Mincha already, a Vov Cheshvan they could say. Emotional. Rav Shteyman Lomazog now is in America. Lomazog. Now he's davening Mincha. Say Vesenta Lomoto or not? And as Israel already is tiny, need rain. So if he's going to fear as Israel, it could be in Mincha already he could start. There's no Zayin Cheshvan in America. No, the tendency is he's davening for Eretz Yisrael. If he's davening for Eretz Yisrael, maybe in Micha already could say we sent Talumoto. If he didn't daven. By me was poshet that Sinishta Zayin Avadin had to say. I saw an Alicha Shleima today that if you want, you could say already in Micha. The table. Not Now, the same thing, the Shaila is verkehrt. Punkt verkehrt. A Ben Eretz Yisrael that went to Australia. Visit in Australia? In Australia, I don't know if you know, it's already Friday morning. So he wanted to know in Ma'ariv to save his Saint Alamot or not. And Eretz Yisrael did not ask for rain yet. Save his Saint Alamot or not. And you think it's a chakiris. These phone calls come the whole time. It's now, and I know in Metzias now, it's like 150 from people in Australia. They're collecting money there. No. Top of Mishlachas. They want to know the same thing. What to do in Ma'ariv? I heard once a Teire that they could. They asked the Shaila, Shibana Bisamigdosh, Meiru Biyameinu, and the tzad that people will stay in Australia, yeah? So they will count Ayom Yom Echad Ba'Oimer, right? The first day. But on the video, they will see how they make it to go on Pesach and Bisamigdosh. Because we're behind, yeah? How do you say Ayom Yom Echad Ba'Oimer? The terraces. Mishabu Ashtay, that Motzi Yom Kippur is Kedai to learn because no one is learning. Right? What's the no one is learning? No one is learning, it's Kedai to learn. So maybe Yom Kippur also is Kedai to learn. People are davening. Motzi Yom Kippur, no one is doing nothing, it's Kedai to chaparai. I don't understand. But some people are davening in America yet. The world is the whole time people are doing something. The answer is, we are B'toy Chazman. We can't understand that. There's 1 hour that goes around the world. Now it's 12 o'clock here. The same 12 o'clock is later in America. The Teich Hazman doesn't make sense. Of a Me'al Hazman, as they gave us. It's not two different times. The Seiker B'Skiro Achas. But America is Lach Mishkan Rosh Hashanah. So how it works? Some people think like it's like a wave that goes over the world. Ma'pitom. Ha'akul B'Skiro Achas. Tara says, you betech hazman, it doesn't make sense. Zayin Cheshvan in Australia is the Tamar, is the same thing in America. And Mincha Dir is not, is day here. Even though when you look at the time, you think that betech hazman, it's hard to explain it. But if you're lemalame hazman, it's not a kash. You can't, a prisoner's betech hazman cannot understand what is b'chutz hazman. The male avada and avada in Mincha, not to say the same talumoto, there's no shaila about it. Let me have to go on a little bit. The alochis lemais. The alochis, if a person forgets the same talumoto, he has to daven again. If he's misupik, if he forgot the same talumoto, the alochis that he has to daven again because we assume for sure that he forgot. Now, what would be if he has 90 tefillas? Right, in 30 days, the halacha is we say we have a chazoke that we stomach, he said the same talumot already. Zog in the poiskim is a eitze to say 90 times tonight, v'eskol minei svuos letoivo v'sein talumot olivrocho. V'eskol minei svuos letoivo v'sein talumot olivrocho. Shulchan Shleimo he says to say, v'eskol minei svuos letoivo v'sein talumot olivrocho al pnei la'adomo. You say it 90 times, and then if you misupik, you don't have to say it again. Shem Zaman Oyabach didn't like people that do it, but he said that he wants all the chutznikis to do it. So I asked him why, what, they forget more? So he said, no, I'll tell you. He said, even that I pass in the Leukir of Scheinberg, but I want to tell you why I pass it like that. First, I hold that the Mishnah Berurah meant Shono, meant that the Bocher is not going back before the 4th of December, he could save the Saint Talamot. But even if I'm wrong, I don't mind that the Bocher will save the Saint Talamot. Why? Because the Tehillah of David says that Me'ikar Adin, if you save the Saint Talamot, from after Sukkot, you're not Chayza. Because Me'ikar Adin is Zman Kshomi. So, Bemele, no, so you said the Bocher later. It's not Me'akar B'dievet. But this is the reason that I said that the Bochim was saying B'loch Aleinu. First, because I'm a Chriya that B'seich Shana means till the 4th of December. And also, I'm saying on the Tehillah L'Dov. But L'maisa, I'm telling the Bochim that if they forget, they have to daven again. So something B'loch Aleinu B'tolet. So it's Yisrael that they forgot, so he davens again. What happened? She has two tefillahs. It's Chabes Mayid. Instead of 18, he has 36 brachas. One Shmonez, another Shmonez. One would always say, another one would. They forgot, he says another one. What's the problem? Who says Zaveira? We'll come to it later in the shul, the Maizah with Chaim Kanievsky. He forgot to say Alevi Ovi in Shabbos. So he went to the Chazanish and told him, Baruch Hashem, now you're daven again, you already have 100 brachas. Givaldik, you have 100 brachas in Shabbos, you took care of the problem. Dainu was later, that could be the tefillah with Alevi Saint Alamot, it's not a Baruch Alevot Ole. Nothing happened. If you're missing it, but the daven again, it's a Baruch Alevot Ole if you don't have the daven again. Many said, "Val the chutzlos dikai machriya for them to say Baruch Aleinu," and I'm machriya to them that they didn't forget they have to daven again. If I'm wrong in my psak, so this time davening a Baruch Aleinu tefillah levatole. So say 90 times, and the Meli yoytz from the Sfeikas. This means the Shemazam really wanted that the chutzlos dikai to say Baruch Aleinu, but to say it 90 times, the Meli will not be a Sfeikas. We'll go weiter. Now, what would be if a person forgot to say in Baruch Aleinu and he remembers in the middle of the bracha? He stops where he holds and he says V'sein talamotor and he carries on from there till the end of the bracha. If he finished the bracha and it didn't say Tka B'Shoifor, it's a machlekes, but l'maise our meaning is to say V'sein talamotor after the bracha before Tka B'Shoifor. What would be if he forgot also there? He's holding an Alat Tzadikim. And he remembers that he didn't say V'sein Talumoto. He says it in Shema Keleinu. And he says V'sein Talumoto Livrocho Ki Ato Shema Yatfilo. This is the way the Kitzur brings it down. Before Ki Ato Shema Yatfilo, he says V'sein Talumoto Livrocho Ki Ato Shema Yatfilo. And the Ruch HaShulchan, he says V'sein Talumoto Livrocho Al Pnei Adomo. What would be if he forgot in Shema Keleinu? Also, Saint Amato Ibrocha of Neratom. If he forgot the Shema Kaleinu, if he holds before the Kiatosh, the Mosh, before the Brocha, so he says, Saint Amato Ibrocha, Kiatosh, Shema Tfila. He said, Boruch Ato Hashem, Selamdei Chukecho, Saint Amato Ibrocha of Neratom, Kiatosh, Shema Tfila. He finished the brocha, Baruch Ata Hashem Shema Tfilo, and he remembered before Ratzei, he says before Ratzei. He starts Ratzei, and he remembers that he didn't say. He goes back to Baruch Aleinu. He remembered in the end of Shmoneh Esre, before Yul HaRotzen, he goes back to Baruch Aleinu. After Yul HaRotzen, the second one, even before Yisrael Sholem, he has to daven Shmoneh Esre again. This is the halacha. And I want to declare a shayla. The halacha we said, you say in Baruch Aleinu, you forgot in Baruch Aleinu, you got the Shema Kaleinu. You forgot in Shema Kaleinu, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Forgot in the end, you go back to Daven. So again, forgot in Baruch Aleinu, say Shema Kaleinu. Forgot also Shema Kaleinu, back to Baruch Aleinu. Why you go back to Baruch Aleinu? Go back to Shema Kaleinu. You don't go back to Shema Kaleinu. Baruch Aleinu is the place. Second choice, Shema Kaleinu. You lost second choice, restart from Baruch Aleinu. So it's a shayla like this. A person didn't say in Baruch Aleinu, so he has to say in Shema Kaleinu. He came to Shema Kaleinu, also forgot. He got the Ratzei, oi, back to Baruch Aleinu. He went back to Baruch Aleinu, forgot again. Now he remembered his Alat Tzadikim. What to do? Three options. Again, didn't say in Baruch Aleinu, he went to Shema Kaleinu. Got to Shema Kaleinu, forgot also, he's in Ratzei, goes back to Baruch Aleinu. Went back to Baruch Aleinu, forgot again. He's now in Alat Tzadikim. What to do? Or carry on walking till Shema Kaleinu and say it in Shema Kaleinu. Or go back to Baruch Aleinu again. Or jump to Shema Kaleinu. And I'll explain it's not that sofik. This sofik be'etzem, I heard the Menchas Yitzchok was mistapik, and I heard also from Avraham Genachovsky. I went to ask Shema Zan Oyerbach Mishayla. Well, first I want to explain to you that it's not that shayla. A person forgot in Baruch Aleinu, he goes to Shema Kaleinu. He gets the Shmakalein and he forgets. We tell him, no. Go back to Bochalein. I want to go back to Shmakalein. Shmakalein doesn't have a door. You don't go in. If you didn't forget, you have to go back to Bochalein. He went to Bochalein, he forgot again. Now he's in Arat Tzadikim. Why is guy to save in Yerushalayim Yerucho? Yerushalayim Shegizok. He already was here. He was in Tzemach David also, he was there. He was in Shmakalein also. But he forgot. So you told him you don't want him to go back to Shmakalein. No? So now he went to Bochalein, and he's not saying it's Bochalein. So go back again to Bochalein. What is this point to say again, Arat Tzadikim in Yerushalayim with Tzemach David? So this is one side to tell him, go back to Baruch Aleinu. Or, no. You try. Baruch Aleinu didn't go, so do to Shmak Aleinu. Okay, so let me to jump to Shmak Aleinu. Well, I have to say Allah Tzadikim twice. Or not. So I remember I went to ask Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Auerbach told me, who is this person that forgets so much? Who is this man? So one time I told him, Rebbe, he's standing outside, he doesn't know what to do. So he answered me. The day I saw an Alicha Shleima that it's brought down, so Shmuel Zalman told me, carry on to Shmakaleinu, Dainu Se'ala Tzadikim, with Yerushalayim. I said, why? He said, when he goes back to Baruch Aleinu, we re-race it, Kilo. Clean? And now it starts to Baruch Aleinu, and we go. His nusach was, Mimach, was a gedaven, frier, far, far. Vermele, mi hartzach in Baruch Aleinu, we holding in Baruch Aleinu, und von dort mi geht weiter. No. So, but today I saw an Alicha Shleim, and samachti, that, what on a psaif from Shem Zaman, you forgot Baruch Aleinu, you shmak Aleinu, you got, carry on, Mekuris, Reshim Oysov Miksav Yodoy. So it means after I left, he written down the psaic to himself. Because when I asked him, it didn't look that he thought, only who's the person that does it. But when in the Rishimus later, they found it in the Rishimus, what Rishim Zalman written down to himself. So it's like this was the Shayim. Now, to be masbid this, I want Be'etzim to go a little bit to the Yesod. We get a lot of Shayimus, again, also regarding the same Talumoto. Is a chakira like this. We'll start with the chakira the way Rabbi Seinu stole the chakira. A person has to say Yalevi Yavai Tefillah. He forgets Yalevi Yavai. So he has to daven again. What is the pshat that he has to daven again? Vali forgot Yalevi Yavai, the first tefillah, fal. Meshanim imadbeah shetavu chachomim. The tzur of tefillah today is like this. With Yalevi Yavai. He daven like this. So nishkan tefillah. Other name. The tefillah is a good tefillah. He's missing Yalevi Yavai. Just you can't put Yalevi Yavai on your own. So you daven again to say the Yalevi Yavai. I know it sounds to you the first time much more makes sense. So I want to explain to you a little bit time below this. I never explained it, but I want maybe was to explain it. The first time is, the reason I have to return my daven again is, I missed the Yalevi Yavai, I was mishanim imadbeah shetovu chachomim. So the first tefillah is nishkan tefillah. Ba'ala. So I daven again, second Sunday. Tefillah is a tefillah. I'm missing Yalevi Yavai. But I can't stick Yalevi Yavai on the whole. So I daven the whole tefillah again. The whole tefillah for Yalevi Yavai. But the answer is yes. The halacha is, if a person forgot after Chanan Tolu, so what do you do? We're not chayza. Why not chayza? Avdala. What would be if you're in a place that has no wine?
Tuesday.
No wine. You're under the ground there for 33 days, yeah? There's no wine. Now, what do you do? What do you do? What? So you have to, Baruch HaMadon helps to do Melocha. You have to daven again? So I want to prove to you, this type of thing is Israel. Weisler is like this type of Tefillah on Avdola is a Tefillah. V'orayet, that you can say it on a Kodesh. But if you don't have a way to say it, no, so daven again to say it. So it's not a tiny as like this type of to make as Azad, I'm davening again to Chapa Brochen. We see in Avdola, it's not me'akiv the Tefillah, but if I need it, I could do that. So now we have a Shalem Yalevi Yavi. So the Welt says, you have to know, this here is a Yeshivish Chakir, the Welt says that it's totally in two Tehutzim of Teisvus, and Perek Revi, the Brochas, and beginning of Tefillah Zashachar. If a person forgot Yalevi Yavi, in Minche, if Rosh Chodesh. So, again, if a person forgot Yalevi Yavi in a Davenig, he has to be Daven again. If you got in Shachis and members in Mincha, so you daven to Minchas. Right? If you got the Yalevi Yavai in Shachis, He davens two minchas. What if he forgot the alaviyavoy and mincha? Mosh chodesh. And he didn't remember till the night. He davens two ma'irivs or not. Zog teizes b'shem Rabbeinu Yehuda lo yispalel. Because by night he would not say alaviyavoy. אבל הרב פסי אמר שיספלל שהרי תפילוסו לא יולסו לו הנה זה 18 I now is on the Alavi Ovoi now 18 is without the Alavi Ovoi but he's missing a 18 so the pashtus so you know what I'm saying is anders but we go now with the leicht weg with the stipler Kiris Yanke Shmuel and Alla Teres that Bezem this is totally in the shaila להלוך למייסה what we do להלוך למייסה I have it every time What do you do? I forgot the Alaviyah by Mincha Rosh Chodesh and I remember by night. You dive into my rooms or not? What do you do to Maisa? Never forget. What do you do? I want to explain to you, I'll be to you tomorrow afternoon. I know that's not Rosh Chodesh, but I'll be to you tomorrow afternoon. We'll see in a second. So the Alaviyah is, you dive in Mayriv Shtayim B'Teres Nedova. If the halacha is, then shchanoch pasken. Shchanoch brings down two shittas. So the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha and simen kuf chesif yud alef have a sofik v'ispal el ma'ariv shtayim v'yichavel le nedova. If the halacha is that it's not a tefila, so I'm davening nedova. And if the I'm davening again, and if the halacha that it's a tefila and I'm only doing it for mashen the alavi over, it's a nedova. Lefi dem zog the Mishnah Berurah halacha lemaaser rosh chodesh shechal be'erev Shabbos. And you forgot the mincha yalavi yavoi, and you remember by night, you cannot dive in two ma'arivs, because ain't a dova b'shabbos. Ain't a dova b'shabbos. Till here it's klar. Klar de welt. What happens in v'sein talumoto? You forgot v'sein talumoto. It's not a tefila, and you have to dive in again, or it's a tefila, because you're missing v'sein talumoto, you can't hang it somewhere, so you dive in again. Reb Chaim in Stenzel says no. V'sein talumoto is a chelik for the matbea. On them is nishken tefillah. It's not like Yalav Yovri. Yalav Yovri is a askore. Kshomim, it's a chefze. It's a shtigl raya from the Sfardim and some Hasidim. Like Boson Rujin and Chabad. The Sfardim, I don't know if you know, I don't know if you died once in the Sfardish Siddur. You know what the Sfarim started to do tonight? I think in the winter they say, I don't remember, Barech Aleinu. What they say in the summer? Barechenu. They have a different bracha bichlal. And they don't say the same talumoto. In the winter it's Azab Barech Aleinu. And the summer is a couple lines though, Barech Aleinu. Barechenu. So we see that the matbeah is different. Tefillah Yeshua from Boston is also as a Chabad also is like that, I think. So it's a raya, that's the andere matbea. Le'umas them, the Tehilo Ledovi, the Stipler, the Mugen Avrom is Mashma, the Loike Reb Chaim and Stenzel. That the Saint Alomoto is the Zelbe Machleikas. Rav Fisher says, the Pung Vakeh, the Saint Alomoto Lekula Alm is only Haskor. So the Shiloh will be the Maize tomorrow afternoon if someone forgot the Saint Alomoto and he members by Ma'ariv. What to do? To dive into Ma'ariv or not? By Ma'ariv, you will not fix the Saint Alomoto. But if it's not called that you dive in Mincha, you have to dive into Ma'ariv. If it's considered that you dive in, is you missing it, so you can't have it. So what do you have to do in a dova? Ain't a dova b'Shabbos. Ain't a dova b'Shabbos. Reb Chaim, if you're a brisker, you're a daven too, because you never daven mincha. From the time all the poskim can pass in the halacha, the loike Reb Chaim, and mainly we don't daven too. That's a big shaila. So we have to very much makpid to remember to say we sent alamot, that tomorrow in mincha. Because if not, you'll not know what to do by night. If you remember. Why I'm saying it? Because it happens. I knew, normally Mincha is 1 o'clock. Shabbos Friday, the Mincha is a couple minutes. when the chazan already starts, you're allowed to place the shenach. Yeah? Now you can daven already. So you remember already, you're ready to mekabel Shabbos, Moshe. Moshe, you start the daven, you're mekabel Shabbos. Now you remember, you didn't say we sent alamot, you can't daven tefillas choyim. You have to daven tefillas Shabbos. So here's the shaila. Another nafkamina that someone wanted to say, if you forgot the Saint Talumoto. So you remember, you have to go to daven again with a minion or not? Someone says it's totally this chakir. If I never daven, but if it's considered that I daven, then I say this is the achroi of the boy's skim klapi dem, that you don't have to daven the second tefillah. For the minion, you can daven the second without a minion. You have to go to a minion. Now, where is the shayla could be lemaisa? Rabbi Shmuel Lozovsky has the same shayla in Yalavi Yavai and Ritzay in Bikas Amozen. If you forget the Yalavi Yavai in Bikas Amozen, why you have to bench again? It's not a benching? If you forget Ritzay, it's not a benching? Or no, it's a benching. So Rabbi Shmuel Lozovsky, Poshnav Kamina, Shabbos Yont, Yalavi Yavai, not Choyza. You said Bikas Amozen, you said Ritzay, you didn't say Yalavi Yavai. You bench again. He said Yalav Yovi, didn't say Ritzay. To bench a third time or not? Here you have a benching with Ritzay, a benching with Yalav Yovi. But if everyone is not a benching, you have to bench a third time. Zogar Pesach Tzvi Frank La'alocha Lemaise. I'll be again in another 23 days. Chosh Chodesh, and you forgot the Saint Alumoto. You daven, you said Yalav Yovi, you forgot the Saint Alumoto. You daven again. You remember the Saint Alumoto, you forgot Yalav Yovi. To daven a third time or not? Again, the same people, but they'll forget. So again, if it's not a davening, number one is race, number two is race, daven the third time. If it's a davening, you're just missing Yalav Yavai, I have it. I'm missing Mr. Talamoto, I have it. There's no point in daven the third time. La aloche. And that's being a big as a Muslim. And Shmoneh Esra, Maizah, you're daven the third time, that's Nadova. Forgot Mr. Talamoto. Forgot the Yalav Yavai, daven the third time, that's Nadova. And benching, you can't do Nadova. So Shmuel says, if you ate Kedei Sviya, Safik Deraisa, if you didn't get Kedei Sviya, it would be Safik Derabana. This is about the famous Shilas. Could be that it's different. So Be'etzem, what is the Pshat Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach? Rav Zalman Auerbach said that the first one is raised, and you go back to Baruch Halei. Mishnah Berurah is mashma. If someone didn't daven, Mishnah Berurah says like this: if a person didn't say Ritzay and is Yontif, he didn't say Alevi Yavai, so he has to bench again. When he bench again, he has to say Alevi Yavai and Ritzay again. So Mishnah Berurah, why? Because the first one was raised, so now again you have to say Ritzay. It's a svara to say like this. In a tefillah, if you're missing, be'etzem, it's not Meshalem Yimatbea. On Reb Chaim, Mesent Alomoto. On Yalav Yavai, Lefi Teisvitz. It's daven again. Alevai Shispar Odom Kol Hayoyim. And we said a person could daven a whole Shmon Esre just because he's missing one bracha. But in Moshal, there's no musig of Shmon Esre of 22 brachas. So if you remember Shema Kaleinu, and you go back to Baruch Aleinu, we erase it out. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. When you finish the tefillah, we don't erase it out. But if you remember in the middle, we erase it out. Till then, my feeling to myself, a strange feeling. I don't have an answer to it. Chaznish told the Chaim Kanievs, you don't feel bad if you forgot. You have brachas. You learn it's not a bracha levatol. It's not a bracha levatol. But if a person remembers in the middle of Shmoneh Esre, but then you finish in the end, you remember, you feel terrible. If you remember in the middle, you just go back. Could be spakelt. When you remember in the middle, it's mamash brocha levatol. It's time a po brocha is give after that. When you finish, I have a shmonesa. So why you go back? It's kach omu chazal. It's a mod nazach. Chazal don't let me to daven stam the wrong way. If it happened, it happened. Chazal don't let me. The person will say, you know what, I don't want to say Mishnah Talamot. I'll say it later. I'm allowed to or not? And Moshe Feinstein had a child in Aloha Lemaise. First it was a place he didn't remember how to say Alevi Yobe. He wanted to know if he could have a Shmonesa without Alevi Yobe. He doesn't remember the Alevi Yobe. I know it sounds modern. The case was Shabbos was Chodesh, he didn't know the Adi Yitzalti about it. So he asked the Moshe, I don't remember the Adi Yitzalti now. The case was even more than that, it was people in the camp, Moshe brings down this Maisa, that was about Tefillah, but he didn't know, they knew only some of the Tefillahs. They wanted to know if it's an Indian. If it's an Indian to dive in the Tefillah on, and the Moshe said yes. So, I'm saying, these things need a hachora. I don't want to machir now in all of them. We are focusing now on the Saint Talumoto. So again, so you have to know, Reb Chaim learns if you don't say the Saint Talumoto, it's a brocha levatol, it's meshanim at besh, tov rachomim, the ganze tefillah is fafal. The Welt says that it's totally in two terutzim and teisvitz. It's totally in two terutzim and teisvitz. And the hachora is that it's a sofek, and the sofek you dive in a dobe, and mele if you forget. The Saint Talumoto, if you forget the Saint Alumoto in Mincha, you have to, in Erev Shabbos, maybe you can't have in two because you have to do an Adobo. And an Adobo Lemaisi you can't do. An Adobo Lemaisi you can't do. I asked this shayla. I want in the second halachas lemaisa. So we said again, the best thing is to say it 90 times. For sure, the mechutz la'aretz is kedai. B'meile, you will not have a shayla later. If you didn't say it, you said you have to be chalisa. What if you forgot? Baruch Oleinu, you went to Shema Koleinu, you went back to Baruch Oleinu. So Shem Zama, and then you forgot again. Shem Zama says to be mamshich bis Shema Koleinu. Same thing I asked Rav Osner. Shmir Shabbos, I send it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Shaila, and he sent me a letter back that he doesn't like to answer al Shailas and Aloha Lemaisa. If I live in Yerushalayim and I could answer Bel Yashu, so he doesn't want to answer the Shailas. I know most things he does answer, yeah? Vaista is the Shaila, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Vaista is the Shaila, he told me, go into Bel Yashu. Now, there's a big shayla like this. The halacha is, what would be if a person daven tefillas choil b'Shabbos? And he mentioned in the middle of Shema Koleinu the askor of Shabbos. The halacha is yoytze. I know nowadays this does not motzi, but a person daven tefillas choil b'Shabbos, and he was masked Shabbos is yoytze. But now he remembers that he didn't say in Baruch Aleinu with Saint Talamoto. But in Shabbos you don't have to say with Saint Talamoto. So he wants to know if it's Yoytze or not. Kafachayim is mistapik. So look like this. If it's Mishalim Yimat Be'a Shetovu, he didn't daven tefillas choil, Gomesh Gedava. Dost the Gomesh, Dost, and Kazer Hava. If it's not Mashvan Yimat Be'a, it's a Dina Skore. And Shabbos doesn't have that a Dina Skore. So there's no reason to be Choyze. There was another shayla a lot of bochim last year. It was never achod or chashulchan is mistabik in it. I'll tell you what he says. A person davens tefillas choil b'Shabbos. I want that you know these halachas. He starts atochoinen. So what is the halacha? What if a person starts atochoinen in Shabbos? He says ato echod, ato kedash. He says atochoinen. What? He finishes the brocha. If he remembers the middle of Stachlonu, what he says? Mechalonu, I'm safe. And finishes the bracha. Refoeinu, he finishes the bracha. Orcholeinu, he finishes the bracha. Ala tzadikim, what he does? Finishes the bracha. Because ala tzadikim, ala chassidim, ala zikim, ha'amcho b'yis Yisrael, b'yit ha'sifrem, it's Shabbos. Because the halachah is to finish the bracha. One second, Orcholeinu, I didn't say b'sein talumoto. So mimon efshach. As tefillas choil, Baruch Aleinu is not working. So I have to stop. What to do? What to do? one side is finish the brachas with the Shabbos. On and out. So I'm showing that the Kaf HaChaim is mistopic in it. Shabbat Shuvah brings down Simon Shem Magzi Broche. Mishi is by the Broche is B'Shabbos. But Lechura, it's totally the same Chakir. If the Pshat is on the same Talmotor as Nishkin Matbea, this is Poshah. I'm asking you a Shabbat. A person in Shabbos starts to daven. Instead of Ata Kiddashto, he starts Ala Tzadiki. So what he does? Stops. After Kadashta, yeah? Doesn't finish Al Tzadikim. If at the Saint Alamoto in the winter Bo Chaleno is garnished, so he's not davening yet. And one sefer wanted to say that he has to carry on till Shema Kaleno to say to the Saint Alamoto there and then to Masker Shabbos. Because if not, his Bo Chaleno will be wrong. So he has to fix the Baruch Aleinu. Yeah, but that's a very vital tzad. So that's why we have three tzadim. Order to stop, in the middle of the tzadikim. Order to finish the tzadikim. Order to go to Shema Kuleinu. Save his Antonu Moto, Baruch Shema Yatfilo, and then after Kiddashto. So at least I think it's Kedai. That will not happen. I mean, I'm saying, there's no Dvorim Brurim. Lechura, it's totally a deep tzadim in the Chakira. I'm saying, there's no dvorim muchochim at izachim. It's all different tzadim in the poskim. What to do le ma'aseh if you forget the same talumot?